The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord,
a leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. "I do will it, be made clean." These words that Christ speaks today to the leper are the same words that he speaks to each of us. We might think of these words in another sense. "I do will it, be healed. I do will it, be made whole." In our day, though Christ isn't standing physically before us and immediately healing us, he is here with us. It's through his holy sacraments that he is here present. It's through his holy sacraments that he cleanses, heals, and makes us whole. Especially in the sacrament of confession, which we should make often. It's there that he cleanses us again and again. It's through the blessed sacrament, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, that he heals us and he makes us whole. I remember a story of a new convert to the faith who, a few months after he was received into the church on Easter Vigil, had lost some of his initial joy and was starting to become a little curmudgeonly. One day at breakfast, his wife stopped him, looked him square in the eyes, and said, "Listen, I don't know anything about this new faith of yours, but you're being a jerk. When was the last time you went to confession?" And so, later that day, he went and found a priest, went to confession, and went back home. Now, he didn't tell his wife he had gone to confession, but shortly after dinner, she said to him, "I don't know what changed, but you're much happier now." My brothers and sisters, the sacraments were made for us. Do not be afraid to take advantage of them. God works through them, and he works on us through them. Helps us to be holy, to be happy, to be healthy. It is there that he tells us, "I do will it. Be made clean."